Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. Our guest coming up today has been a guest on before, and he now has a new book out. Joe Hart has co-authored the book, Take Command, with Michael Crom. He is the CEO of Dale Carnegie, and I'm happy to welcome him back to It's Your Community. How are you, Joe?
I'm terrific, Vanessa. Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure talking with you. This is really exciting. What prompted you and Michael to want to write the book, Take Command?
You know, Michael and I have both been tremendously impacted by Dale Carnegie. I took a Dale Carnegie course as a young attorney, and it completely just changed the direction of my career and my life. My dad had talked about Dale Carnegie when I was young, even as a teenager. Michael grew up in a household, where his grandfather was Dale Carnegie, and both of us are really close to the Dale Carnegie principles. And we're going through the pandemic, and we're just talking about all that the world was enduring. And we said, how important it would be to get these ideas to people, particularly people who aren't familiar with them. And so Dale Carnegie's written these amazing books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, about relationships, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, about how to manage stress and worry. So we started to come up with the idea of constructing a book that was built on Dale Carnegie's ideas, and also to have contemporary stories from diverse people, successful people from all over the world. So that kind of was the idea of taking command. It's about helping people take command of their emotions and their thoughts, of their relationships and their lives. And, personally, the ideas of Dale Carnegie really were critical for me leading this global organization through COVID.
You know, I have to tell you, my daughter just went through Dale Carnegie. I went through Dale Carnegie many years ago. I wanted her to go through it as a teenager. And that whole approach of dealing with stress and how you think about yourself and your thoughts in your own mind, I noticed a tremendous difference. Joe, can you speak to that about how this can even be helpful for teenagers? I mean, I noticed it as a mom, that whole take command approach and the way you think about yourself is really instrumental in how you approach your friendships in life.
It's absolutely critical. We think about, and especially for young people, you and I and people who've, been on the planet for a while have some perspective. We've experienced things, we've learned things, we've gained some wisdom, and younger people haven't had that opportunity yet. So they don't know what they don't know. And, and everything seems so important, and, social media and friend groups and all the drama and so forth. And it's like, it can be just very, very difficult to navigate that. In fact, we've got some stories in the book about that as well. But, but so much of how people respond and how young people respond, but all of us, is how we frame things, how we see things. If we see things as opportunities, if we see things as negatives, as risks, as things that are threatening, then that will affect how we behave. It will affect whether we're miserable or happy, whether we're thriving or whether we limit ourselves. And two people in the exact same situation with the same facts, one person could be thriving and the other person could be struggling. And it really comes down to our mindset. So especially when we're young, if we learn how to pay attention to our thoughts, how to condition our minds for success, how to befriend our emotions so that when we have an emotion that is a hard one, we know how to deal with it and how to turn it so that we can be really resilient through any adverse situation.
We're talking with Joe Hart. He's the co-author of the book, Take Command. He wrote with Michael Crom. And Take Command is really a modern manual to personal development that will help anyone at any age. It's structured around questions geared towards encouraging self-reflection, and including how do we use the power of mindset to deal with stress and anxiety? And I think that's a big one, Joe Hart. And the world that we're living in today, and we know that stress and anxiety has increased by 25%, according to research studies, since the pandemic. So can you speak to that? I mean, I think a Dale Carnegie class in this book is so important, especially with teenagers who are facing more and more stress and anxiety than ever before.
Well, that's exactly right. You think about the different ways that we prepare our kids for whatever it is that they may face in the world. We educate them. We may want them to be athletic or healthy. And yet, do we teach them how to manage or navigate some of the different stresses that they're going to have. And we all know that life can be very hard. It can be very scary and daunting at times. You know, so part of what we do in Dale Carnegie and part of what we're doing in this book, and really it all goes back to Dale Carnegie himself. The man was a brilliant person at understanding people, but it's about equipping, whether it's our kids or ourselves, so that we know how to, okay, so can I pay attention? Do I even pay attention to my thoughts? You know, you think about someone who's young and they get a text, or they go onto social media and they see something. They see their friends hanging out together and they're not there. How does that make them feel? What are the thoughts that are going through their head? You know, where does that take them in the minutes or the hours that follow in terms of just how they respond? So what Dale Carnegie talked about in How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, and what we talk about in Take Command, are really some just practical ways that we can start to, number one is pay attention to what we're thinking. What are the things we say to ourselves? How do we create routines and things so that over some period of time, when we see something that happens, rather than just saying, oh my gosh, I'm a loser, no one likes me, they're hanging out without me, you know, I can instead frame that and say, you know what, I'm not there, and that's okay, I'm going to do something else. So but that mindset is critical. Same thing would be true if you think about college or opportunities. Someone gets into a college or doesn't get into a college. They have something good that they perceive to be good. You know, how do they put that into perspective? That's really what Dale Carnegie and Take Command are about. It's like, how do we find opportunity? How do we, as Dale Carnegie would say, turn lemons into lemonade?
Yeah. For more than 100 years, the wisdom of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People has provided people around the world with richer, more fulfilling relationships and a happier way of life. And now there's a book, Take Command, combining decades of Dale Carnegie's award-winning training and timeless principles, ones that have transformed the personal and professional lives of millions of people, into a master text that tells you everything you need to know about the art of human relationships. You know, tell us, Joe, what you have learned, because I know as a writer myself, we learn when we write. How did the process of writing this book and as the CEO of Dale Carnegie, I'm sure you're constantly learning. So tell us about your own experience of writing this book and what you gleaned from it that has helped in your own life.
Yeah, thank you for asking, Vanessa, because it's interesting. You know, part of going through this, what Michael and I had to do was really to articulate and define things that maybe had seemed automatic. But by defining those things, now I'm using some of those things. Let me give an example. You know, one of the things we talk about in chapter 3, which is really about, you know, taking command of your emotions, is, you know, what do you do when you find yourself, you know, all of a sudden, have you ever had this happen where, you know, you're down? You know, I had this happen the other day. I was taking the dog for the walk and I was just like not in a good place, you know. And so what we did was we basically came up with a 4-step process trying to outline things that we had maybe done automatically. But now you have a system, and the system is about, okay, how am I feeling? The first thing is, how am I feeling? I'm feeling down. You know, what's the feeling telling me? Because part of the point of view we have, Vanessa, is that our emotions are here to serve us. Our thoughts are here to serve us. So if I have an emotion that might be about regret or disappointment or whatnot, I can use that to say, what's it to understand? What's it telling me? So if I'm down, I might go back and pinpoint something that happened and then really kind of work through that. The third part of that is the feeling serving me, because sometimes we need to step away from ourselves. One of the things we do in our high-impact Dale Carnegie class, which is about presenting, is we'll actually have people give presentations and we videotape it, and then they see themselves and they get very self-conscious. But if we will say to them, don't think about this as you, think about this as another person. What are the things that you see that are good about the way this person is presenting? What are a couple of things that maybe you would change about that? So by removing ourselves and saying, hey, is this feeling serving me? Is it what I want? Is it helping me? Then I can see it more objectively. I can really think things through. And then how can I address this emotion and move forward? Because sometimes, you know, we need to do something. I had this experience the other day where I was in a meeting and, you know, I think I got a little edgy and I had this emotion, which was a little bit of regret. And I went through this process and I said, you know what, I think I should go back and apologize to that person, which I did. I said, I'm really sorry. I wasn't trying to be edgy. And the person really appreciated that. So the emotion can be there to signal, maybe you have crossed a line or maybe you have hurt someone. And I'm sorry that I did that. It's kind of like a blinking light that says, go fix it. So if we understand how to process things, so that's one of the things I've gotten from this, is a much more kind of just even predictable way to kind of work through some of the challenges that I deal with or that we all deal with.
It also sounds, Joe Hart, that it also helps you with self-awareness, like how, you know, having these awareness moments or these epiphany moments, one of my favorite words, these aha moments in your own life, when you're thinking about the way your brain works, when you notice on your walk, you know, I'm not feeling right. Why is that happening?
That's exactly right, Vanessa. I mean, so much of what people often say, what's Take Command about? Take Command is about being intentional. It's about, you know, taking responsibility and understanding myself. And I can't do the things in my life that I want to or need to if I can't first take command of my thoughts and my emotions. So, you know, you have to have that level of self-awareness. You've got to develop, just like we would want to develop a muscle in the gym. You know, I'm not going to go and do biceps one time, do curls one time and think I'm done. I've got to work on that over time. And that's what Take Command is. So that first part of the book is helping people develop that inner strength so that they have greater confidence, that they have greater agility and resilience, and they can handle things. And then once we are, you know, more self-aware and more capable of dealing with those things, then I'm going to move on to taking command of my relationships. And then ultimately part three is taking command of my future.
Yeah. And so, you know, Take Command, when you wrote it, you know, Dale Carnegie is very much a group approach to things. Like you learn a lot from the people in the group too, as well, the people that attend the class with you. I learned so much from their talks. Can you use Take Command as like a book club or a group discussion?
It's funny you say that, because one of the greatest things about Dale Carnegie programs is that experience with the other people in the classroom, with the trainer. To me, that was absolutely invaluable. So, you know, even with Take Command, you could go through it yourself. And actually, we have a companion workbook that people can go through that will help them. And what happens, though, is it really is up to you in terms of your discipline. Some people are more disciplined than others. But if we know that many people are setting up book clubs or kind of accountability groups where people will go through this together. In fact, I'll tell you, on Saturday, I had lunch with a friend of mine who is going through this book with his 13-year-old daughter and his 15-year-old son. The three of them are going through simply a chapter a week, you know, and they're going through.
That's a great idea. I love it. Sorry to cut you off, but that's a great idea. Go ahead, Joe.
I thought it was too. I mean, because, you know, this father is really, look, as parents, we all love our kids. We want the best for our kids. And he's being intentional and saying, look, I want to equip my kids so that they can, you know, really have that inner strength and develop great friendships and relationships and navigate the rest of their high school and college years and be successful in life. So, but to your point, going through it together with his kids is creating a connection with them. And also teaching them at the same time and creating opportunity for conversation and dialogue.
You know, as a parent, I can attest to the investment. You sent your kids to Dale Carnegie. I've sent my daughter, Joe, and it's really an investment in them. You know, it's an investment in their future, in their relationships, in their lives. And the book can be approached that way too. And parents are always looking for investments in their kids, you know. And these are the tools that you learn in Dale Carnegie are not things they're going to learn typically in academia in school.
No, unfortunately, they're not. We wish that they would, right? I mean, they learn a lot of great things in school.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the most important things that we're going to have to deal with when we get older, as well, even at any point in our lives, is interacting with other people and dealing with ourselves. And, you know, Dale Carnegie had said that the biggest challenge he had was the management of Dale Carnegie. And certainly I'd say the same thing for myself. And you probably would too, which is that, you know, as just as human beings, you know, we've got to just deal with the great things in life and the things that are wonderful and joyful and the things that are really hard. And we want to have great careers and great families and great relationships. And we want at the end of our lives to look back and to see something that gives us joy, that, that makes us feel like, you know, we're not regretful. We lived the life that we wanted to live. And so that's why Dale Carnegie does what Dale Carnegie does. And we do that certainly for individuals and organizations. And that's what Take Command is about. It's about trying to get these ideas to a younger generation.
How do we purchase the book, Take Command, Joe Hart? Where can we find it?
Yeah, Vanessa, it's on, you can get it on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. In fact, I went into the Barnes & Noble store recently in Rochester Hills. I know they have them there. My mother bought one in, I think, Plymouth the other day. So they have them at Barnes & Noble. You can get them on Amazon. So either of those places, or Books A Million, or other places as well.
Who through the publisher as well?
Publisher is Simon & Schuster. Mm. And I should also add that the book is available right now in hardcover. It's an Audible. You can get an Audible. I've had a lot of people tell me they really enjoyed listening to it. You can also get a Kindle version. So there are options really for any potential person.
We're talking with Joe Hart. He co-authored the book, Take Command, and Find Your Inner Strength, Build Enduring Relationships, and Live the Life You Want. How is Dale Carnegie going today? Share with our listeners some background. If people may not be familiar, never took a class, Joe, what would you say to them about the value?
So one of the most valuable things I ever did was to take a Dale Carnegie course. And I hear that constantly from people, people who'd say, look, I took a Dale Carnegie course 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And it was the most important thing I did for myself, my career. And the reason is because it's really about unlocking greatness that we all have. It's about creating confidence in interpersonal skills and people skills and in leadership and dealing with stress and worries, all these things. Many times companies bring us in. So we will do things for entire organizations or teams. It's about developing culture and helping people work together more effectively. Oftentimes we've got public programs right here in Southeastern Michigan. You've got a tremendous team. So you could take Dale Carnegie programs in person, online. You can take them as part of a company, as part of a public program. But as an organization, we have been thriving. We are 110 years old, actually 111 this year.
Wow.
We have 200 operations in over 80 countries. We train in 32 languages. And there are just dozens of different kinds of programs that we offer. The most popular ones are the Dale Carnegie course. That's one that, I mean, even if you think about like a Warren Buffett, well, you can Google, and I challenge your listeners right now, Vanessa, Google Warren Buffett, Dale Carnegie, you'll see a 90-second kind of video of him saying when he took the program at 20, it changed his life. He wouldn't be the same person. So that's the often what people think about. Millions and millions of people have taken that program. We have high-impact presentations, which is about being a powerful presenter, leadership programs, sales programs, all kinds of different things, dealing with difficult people, disagreeing agreeably. There's a lot of different programs, but it's all about really bringing out our best and enabling us to grow and to be more effective in our relationships with others.
We're talking with Joe Hart here on It's Your Community. He is the CEO of Dale Carnegie. If people in Southeast Michigan and our listening area right here in Detroit, Joe, want to sign up for Dale Carnegie here in Michigan, how do they do that?
So they go to dalecarnegie.com. And they can then select Southeastern Michigan. They will have the a link to all of the different classes that are offered here. Also, there's a gentleman whose name is Mark Will. Mark leads the entire team here. And I can provide you with information for him. It's actually mark.will@dalecarnegie.com. That's mark.will@dalecarnegie.com. We can, I mean, hopefully that's a good way to reach him.
Right. Joe, what were you hoping when you and Michael penned this book, Take Command, what were you hoping some of the biggest takeaways would be for the reader?
So I think the biggest thing, there's maybe three things, you know. So number one is that people are, you know, that they have this intentional ownership about their lives. You know, I think it's so easy for us just to go through our days. We got to-do lists, we go from classes or work or whatever it is. All of a sudden, days and years and months go by. So the very first thing is you know, you want to be intentional to live a meaningful life. It's an intentional life. Take command of your life and your day right now. A second thing really is about the importance and the value of relationships. You know, if we think about what really makes our lives, you know, fulfilled, it's often the connections that we have with other people. So I'm hopeful that people will develop stronger relationships as a result of reading this book. And, you know, a third thing would be really, you know, take command, as proud as I am of the work that we've done, really points in the direction of Dale Carnegie and this brilliance. There are phenomenal programs, whether they are the courses, whether it's How to Win Friends and Influence People, whether it's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. But I really believe that if people are aware of some of these insights and ideas that have been so proven, that How to Win Friends is a best-selling book for 86 years, you know, if people are exposed to those kinds of things, they're going to be happier. They're going to have more successful, fulfilling lives. I think about all of the dysfunction in our society today, the polarization, just the anger and you know, how easily people get upset about things. You know, this is a book that, and Dale Carnegie is a solution that can help people. It really is a cure for a lot of those things that ail us as people and as a society.
One of the things that really impressed me to Joe about Dale Carnegie is, and I've taken the course, and I was a graduate assistant for Kathy Tesoyan for a few sessions, is the diversity of the classroom. People are coming from all different places. They're on all different places of their own journey. And there's something for everyone. It doesn't matter your background, your ethnicity, your age, there's something for everyone. Can you speak to that, the universal kind of approach to Dale Carnegie? It's not, there's no one that couldn't benefit from it.
That's really true. I mean, part of it goes back to Dale Carnegie himself. Dale Carnegie believed that every single person has inherent greatness, and he wanted to come up with something that really could benefit any person. And one of the things that's amazing to me is, as I've traveled around the world and been in many, many different cultures and countries and languages, you know, how universal these types of things are. And people will approach me, you know, in anywhere really, and just talk about that. But in terms of our classrooms, you know, we are very diverse, really people from different ages and races and backgrounds and so forth. Everyone is welcome and everyone can benefit.
Joe Hart is who we're talking to. Joe, what else do you want to share with our listeners here on It's Your Community about your book or Dale Carnegie?
Well, thank you for asking. I think the last thing I would say is just, you know, people who are listening, I don't know kind of what people's situation is, but, you know, I know that there is there's hope and there's opportunity for whatever people are facing. And one of the things we really wanted to do in Take Command was to highlight what you're going to find in this book are stories, relatable stories to different people's situations. We've interviewed over 100 people from around the world, and it's really, it's diverse people, older, younger, successful people who had challenges, you know, but the stories really are there to bring the book to life and to make it really relatable. I'm going to share one story with you if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead. We have a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's one of my favorite ones, because I think about the challenges that we deal with, negativity or negative people. And there's a artist in Canada whose name is Callan Shaw. I wasn't familiar with Callan before. He has a style of painting which is, it's very colorful. I mean, someone might think it looks like, you know, you splash different colors kind of on a canvas. But he's been very successful, but he's been horribly just trolled by people online. And, you know, his view has been, and you think about how people could react to something like that. If you were the victim of just someone being relentlessly told, this is an art, you're a loser, or this is horrible. I mean, he has found a way to embrace that. He's basically taken the hashtag fake art, and he has actually taken some of the critical posts and created art from the post. I mean, you know, he's found a way to embrace that. And to me, that's an inspiring story, because, you know, we all face negativity from other people. And how do we handle that? How do we respond to that? And the book is filled with stories like that. I think there's relatable stories, hopefully inspiring stories that will help people, you know, live the lives that they want.
Joe Hart, thank you so much for joining us here again on It's Your Community and sharing the story of your new book, Take Command.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to Vanessa Denha, you can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching and email me from there, or find me on any of my social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, on Twitter, and on Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. And as always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.